It's another edition of the College Gridiron Showcase Watchlist Show, tracking the top NFL draft prospects on the planet each and every week, brought to you by the NFL Draft Bible, broadcasting around the globe with your hosts, Joe Everett, Justin Gamble, and me, the RIT, Rick Saratella. We are on air.
Oh, yeah, baby. It's another edition of the College Gridiron Showcase Watchlist Show, episode number 3 of the year, as we count it down to the 2018 NFL Draft. Even more importantly, the 2018 College Gridiron Showcase and Symposium, the 4th annual CGS All-Star event in a new location, new home, Addison, Texas. Everybody go to cgsallstar.com, book your flights, book your hotels, get it in now, because the College Gridiron Showcase and Symposium kicks off the NFL Draft season January 6th through the 10th. January 6th through the 10th, of course, the NFL Draft Bible will be on location, breaking it down with balls-to-the-wall coverage across the nation on location. Stay up to date with all of our college football roadshow tour as we go up and down, east and west, north and south, all over the country, searching for the finest talent. And for those of you tuning in, just hearing about the College Gridiron Showcase and Symposium, let me tell you, we had over 130 scouts in attendance. We had 30 of the 32 NFL teams there. Over 100 players in rookie camps and OTAs. So this is a must-stop for all the NFL teams. We have a jam-packed show. We're breaking down the running backs. You want to get the need to know on some of the CGS alumni, who's in what camp. We're going to break that down for you, too. But before we do, we have a very special guest today. Last week, we had Craig Redd. This week, we have Jose Jefferson, co-founder of the College Gridiron Showcase and Symposium, year number 4. Jose, big news this week on the CGSAllStar.com website. Let's start off with the trailer, because everybody's pumped up and excited about it. If you have not seen Story of the Unsung Heroes trailer, you can check it out on the College Gridiron Showcase YouTube page. It's now posted. It's floating around the internet. But, Jose, this has been in the works now. It came together rather quickly, and all of a sudden we have the trailer here for the people to get a little sneak peek.
Yeah, I'm really excited about it. It came together, you know, quite nicely, and mostly thanks to the footage of NFL Draft Bible. So thank you, Rick and crew. But it's something that's groundbreaking for college all-star games, and definitely groundbreaking for us. So we're really excited with the potential and the future with College Gridiron Showcase, especially with this trailer.
And, you know, the diversity of the College Gridiron Showcase, I think that's what makes it unique, because when you take a look at what the fans want, they want behind the scenes. They want a glimpse of what it's like. If you're an undrafted rookie free agent, they don't want the watered-down NFL Network, so to speak, show. They want the real deal, and that's what we do here, giving you a little bit of a taste of what it's like, what happens after the College Gridiron Showcase. Not everybody goes to the combine. Sometimes they got to make the most of the pro day workout. A guy like Matt Breida, who we're going to talk about today. I mean, this guy had an unbelievable workout. Now he's in line for a big role in San Francisco. But, Jose, you know, you've done this the past 3 years now. You've seen some running backs come and go. You know, what's your take on just the running backs that were in this past year's College Gridiron Showcase? And, you know, from a scouting perspective, you know, it's so interesting, because you have the inside run. They have to keep it between the tackles. You know, some players make splash plays. Other running backs get stuck in traffic. But, you know, just a quick taste of your observations from this past year, scouting the running backs, what you saw.
You know, I saw a lot. I saw better athletes than I have in the past. And I guess what I'm meaning by that is that not everybody can be the 6'3", 220, 30-pound bruiser. Where we had a lot of guys who were about 5'11", 190, 195, who could easily have slipped in the slot and done some work. So I do believe that running back position is getting more athletic. I mean, a perfect example of that is Christian McCaffrey. Obviously, he wasn't at CGS, but I think we had some guys who were very, very comparable to that mode that could play in the backfield, that can play on the return, that can play in the slot. And just like I said, several guys who I thought represented themselves very well and obviously will be in camps this fall to do the same thing.
And we're going to get with that with Joe Everett, Justin Gamble are going to join me in just a second here to discuss some of the undrafted running backs who could be making a name for themselves from the College Gridiron Showcase and Symposium, what we're hearing from rookie camps and OTAs. And before we let you go, Jose, big news again. Check it out, cgsallstar.com. The 2018 College Gridiron Showcase and Symposium watch list. The initial watch list has been released, Jose, and I know that the schools, the players, the agents, the trainers, everybody wants to see who's on this list because the NFL draft season kicks off in Bedford, Texas, January 6th. And the watch list, I mean, we have the initial watch list on there. Players and coaches can still nominate players, right, Jose? And how can they do that? And when will we maybe release a expanded version?
Well, you know, we're constantly, ever since we said watch list, my phone's been blowing up quite a bit. With the anticipation of a lot of people's players wanting to be on there, and then now with the list out, I imagine it'll probably get busier. But we'll probably, you know, kind of let the dust settle after this list because there's quite a few guys on there, and we want to be sure that we give everybody their due. But I think probably another list will probably go out right before the season starts because, you know, as you always say, can't stop, don't stop, you know, won't stop, I should say, because there's always work to be done and there's always those diamonds in the rough to be found. So I'm assuming it'll probably be before the start of the season, but coaches and anybody can go to the website or at least contact Craig, myself, or even you, Rick, and we'll get them on the list because we do not want to miss anybody, especially if they can contribute to our game and especially if we can help them expand theirs.
Oh, no, we never stop. We never leave a stone unturned. And the nomination process is so crucial. I promise you, whether you go to the website, cgsallstar.com, do it through the link there. Send us an email, info@cgsallstar.com. The whole committee will get it. But I promise you this, do not send us a nominee without any kind of footage. We can't grade you or evaluate you without something to look at. So I must advise you, do it right. Jose, we always appreciate a couple minutes. We're going to chat some running backs today. Hopefully we'll get yourself or Craig back on next week when we break down the wide receivers. But exciting times. The trailer now available on the College Gridiron Showcase YouTube channel and the CGS watch list over at cgsallstar.com. We can't stop. We won't stop, Jose.
I appreciate you guys. Thank you very much.
All right, there you have it, Jose Jefferson, co-founder of the College Gridiron Showcase and Symposium, January 6th through the 10th. And now it's time to welcome in the stars of the show. You know who he is, Joe Everett, director of college football scouting from the NFL Draft Bible, and Justin Gamble, always dropping the hammer on him, associate director of college football scouting. We welcome them into the show. And guys, you know, we're going to spare the hellos and introductions because we're getting into the nitty-gritty. We just mean business right here. We're going to dive right into it because I'm down here at the Jersey Shore broadcasting at the NFL Draft Bible headquarters here in Lavalette. I'm getting ready to dive into the ocean. The ocean, which symbolizes the pool of prospects across the country. We're talking about thousands of players draft eligible, and we're going to break it all down. Who's the best? Who's under the radar? It's FCS guys. This is what these guys do. Woo, baby, take a deep breath. Get ready. Buckle up. Double chin strap kind of show. Let's kick it off with Joe Everett. You know he is the man, the myth, the legend. And Joe, I got to ask you, you know, before we dive into the 2018 draft class, let's just take a second here to rewind the videotape. Back in January, we had a bunch of running backs there down in Texas that we were evaluating. A lot of guys here signing undrafted rookie free agent deals. I got to ask you, you know, with your ear to the ground, kicking it off with Joe Everett, who's some running backs here from this past year's event that you got your eye on that really impressed you in last year's event?
Well, I think one guy clearly that stood out, Akeem Judd, the Ole Miss kid. I mean, just liked his burst, really good ball skills. The athleticism just stood out. I think what was clear is kind of that SEC acceleration that he brought to the table. He really turned the corner quickly. And then the other guy, just kind of on Jose's theme that he brought up, I thought there was a lot of kids similar skill set to Christian McCaffrey. One was definitely Dalton Crossan. He had a clear third gear, maybe size deficient. He's a little smaller, but just great receiving skills. He torques up his body to top speed really quickly, and I think that's what got him a chance there, I believe, with the Colts, which was the camp he's in. But outside of that, I'm just kind of liking the fit where he has there. I mean, it's not a bunch of dominant backs on the Colts. So I think decent little spot for Crossan. And then it wouldn't be a CGS show without our boy Dan Andrews from Brockport. That's the other guy. Really like what he did it that week, and that's another guy. He just gets up to third gear at an instant. I don't know what camp he's in right now, but I'm hoping something happens for Dan Andrews, because I thought he had a real good week.
Yeah, Dan Andrews, I think, nursing an ankle ailment at the moment, but a D3 guy, definitely worthy of the big show. Dalton Crossan, who you mentioned, you know, listen, Frank Gore, probably his last season. Not sure if he's going to carry the entire workload. They got a running back there out of Illinois, I believe, that they've been waiting to develop. But if he doesn't do something soon, then this guy Dalton Crossan, definitely one to watch. And Justin, I know you were also a big fan of Akeem Judd. Definitely plenty of splash plays throughout the week. And you take a look at his situation over there in Tennessee. You got Derrick Henry. You got DeMarco Murray. This Akeem Judd maybe could be a nice change of pace there for the Tennessee Titans.
Yeah, and I mean, behind Murray and Henry, they got Muhammad, who's a smaller back, who's definitely not going to be a pounded guy. He's not going to be a between-the-tackles type. He's probably more of a few carries a game type of thing. They also have Flewellen, who maybe Akeem Judd could beat out. I mean, he brings the SEC pedigree, so it was obvious, you know, from day one at the College Canadian Showcase that he understood how to run physically. He understood how to run between the tackles. And I don't think, you know, he didn't mind getting chopped in the legs. He didn't mind running through traffic. So that might be something that teams are going to look at and say, or maybe the Titans are going to look at and say, like, you know, this kid's natural. He deserves a spot on this team. The other guy that kind of stood out that he was the talk of the week for some of the scouts and stuff was Bradley Mitchell from the University of Mount Union. Little jitterbug, man. He was all over the place. He struggled a little bit running between the tackles, as a guy his size should, but, I mean, he was a pain in the ass to tackle, man. I know the scouts were talking in the end zone with me at one point, and they were saying, you know, he's a little small, he's maybe too small, but, I mean, just rewatching the film from the CGS, that kid was just, dude, he was insane watching the guys flip and flop, you know, run past him, and he's all over the place. He's a little Darren Sproles type guy. So I know he got a tryout with the Lions. I don't know if he's going to end up in a camp or what's going to happen with him, but he is a fun kid to watch. He's a talented little guy, so hope the best for him.
Yeah, Bradley Mitchell out of Mount Union, probably the most splash plays that I saw throughout the week. I'm shocked that, at the very least, this guy can be a difference maker up north in the CFL. I actually believe that with his speed and size, I think he could be a dynamic player at the CFL level at the very least. And, you know, that remains to be seen if he gets a shot. Jordan Johnson from the University of Buffalo there in camp with the Buffalo Bills. James Summers out of ECU in camp with the Arizona Cardinals. But I'm going to tell you, the guy to look out here for – this guy had 17 offers after the draft, 17 undrafted free agent offers after the draft, and his agent, Gary Leibowitz, who we know very well, linked him up with the San Francisco 49ers, which I think is going to be a great fit for this kid, Breida. And if you read the reports out of the OTAs and rookie camps, Breida really was the most impressive rookie in the entire camp. And if you didn't catch that pro day that I mentioned earlier in the show, he came in at 5'9", 195, ran in the 4.3 range with a 42-inch vert, 11.2 broad, threw up 23 bench press reps just for good measure, 4.34 short shuttle, 6.85 in the L drill. I mean, just unbelievable numbers. And you got to understand, that's a new regime here. You know, John Lynch, Kyle Shanahan, they're not tied to these players that were previously on the roster. I believe Matt Breida will have a role on the San Francisco 49ers team sooner rather than later. All right, this is the College Gridiron Showcase Watchlist Show. You're joined by Rick Saratella, Justin Gamble, Joe Everett, going around the horn, if you like what we're talking, hey, we got the 2018 NFL Draft Bible prospectus available for you now over at the NFLDraftBible.com. Check it out. $9.99, be the best $10 you spent if you're a draft pick. You get the top 100 overall scouting reports. We have the 2020 vision where we break down the top 10 players in the NFL at each position for the year 2020. FCS grades, mock draft. Justin did a new mock draft there, so you can get all that. Check us out over at the NFLDraftBible.com. And then, you know, if you're just listening to the show, if you're tuning in now, if you want to catch some of our past episodes, because quite honestly, all of our episodes that we're previewing all these positions, they're going to be relevant until September. So you can go, we're now on SoundCloud, we're now on iTunes, of course, we're here on Blog Talk, even on YouTube, on the All Access Football Channel. There's plenty of ways to listen to us, this show in its entirety, previous shows. It's all over the place. And then, of course, Thursday is going to be the NEC Media Day, where we'll be on location bringing you some of the top prospects from the Northeast Conference. So make sure you keep it locked here. We'll be streaming live, a special two-hour show next Thursday at 10:30 a.m., which is probably going to bump this show to the Wednesday next week. But today, we got to break it down. 2018 running backs, Justin, you saw it last year. You saw it with the Todd Gurley movement, even more so with this past year's running back class. The running backs making a little bit of a comeback here in the NFL. Now, we're going to keep a draft eligible to the senior class here and talk about top prospects in the senior class. Anybody, Justin, have a chance of cracking the first round? If not, who are your top-rated senior running backs?
Well, man, my top-ranked senior running back right now, it's got to be the kid from my home state, from Payton, Colorado, and it's Kalen Ballage, who's currently at Arizona State. He's getting the David Johnson comparison, but when you look at him, I think he's a little more explosive, maybe a little more overall athletic than Johnson was coming out. He's like 6'3", 220 or something, but he just has this amazing athleticism, the amazing burst. He could line up in the slot and play receiver if they needed him to. I know there was a game last year, I forget, he had like 6 touchdowns. I think it was the Texas Tech game. He's just an amazing combo of height, weight, speed. His skill set is just insane, man. I don't see how you can't consider him a first-round candidate right now with just that rare size, rare power, rare athleticism. For me, he's my top guy, and he's kind of my only candidate of the senior class to break the first round. That's not saying it's not a deep class and that it's not a good class, but he's – probably the only guy that I would put all the way in the first round. What say you, Joe?
I don't have a first rounder in this class. I mean, it's just so tough for any back, you know, and these underclassmen coming out. But, yeah, Ballage, one thing I get from him when I watch him, there's this hesitation, patience, and stutter step that is so reminiscent of Le'Veon Bell. And that's just, I mean, stylistically, when I kind of watch Ballage, he's got – a little bit of that, but I'm a Royce Freeman man. I like big backs. You other brothers cannot deny. Freeman's not just a plotter either. He's got some acceleration. I don't think he's got that third gear, but he just shed tacklers really well. He's got a stiff arm, and he knows how to use it. I'm just that guy. Give me a big back that gets that weight moving fast, because that's just a lot for a defense to contend with. I don't know that Freeman's this big pile mover by any means, but he definitely can make defenders miss. He's got receiving ability. It's just he's bringing a good skill set to the table. I don't know if it's day two or day three, but Freeman's a guy I'd love to see on my team. And then Sony Michel, the more that Georgia kid, I mean, yeah, say what you want about Nick Chubb, man. The more I see him, the more I love him. Sony Michel's got jump cuts for days. He covers a lot of ground on those side jukes. So just even watching him last night getting ready for the show, I'm like, man, I've been kind of missing on this kid. He's just really got some juice when he turns the burst on. And also, you Bulldog fans out there, he's up to 222 pounds. So this kid's definitely getting ready to the league. And I see I think the version of Sony Michel that we'll see this year is kind of what we're going to see in the NFL. So he's really going to give teams a nice preview this year. And that's a senior back. I just can't wait to see where he goes, because there's definitely a lot of talent there for Mr. Michelle.
Well, just another follow-up on Michelle, but, you know, Justin, we missed you last week. Joe called that there was going to be a lot of man-crush love for Kalen Ballage. I think he's one of the most physical specimens we're going to see at the NFL scouting combine in February. But, Sonny Michelle, it's interesting because I think most draft Knicks or the Twitter universe probably grades Nick Chubb over Sonny Michelle, but – you know, I know how you feel, Joe. Obviously, you just stated it. I'm also Sonny Michelle over Nick Chubb. And, Justin, I believe you are as well.
Yeah, I mean, if you go back to 2014, that would change for me because Nick Chubb was special in 2014. And then he came out in 2015. He looked kind of heavy. He looked a little slower. His agility suffered. He just looks kind of – looks like he had heavy feet and a heavy body. And then he gets hurt, and then he comes back, and then he gets hurt. So I think right now, you know, Chubb overall in some ways projects as the better feature back. He looks like the guy who could easily carry the load. But the fact that he cannot stay healthy and that we don't know what his weight is going to be and all that stuff, you know, it's just too many unknowns. I think Michelle is definitely the safer bet, and he's probably a little more exciting of a player. The other day on Twitter, I compared him to kind of to Devontae Freeman in the fact that he's small, he's kind of stubby. He can create for himself anywhere, anytime. But he's not a guy that's going to break off a ton of long runs just because he doesn't have that third gear. He doesn't have the long speed. But, I mean, he's got the power just because he, you know, people think he's a lot smaller than Chubb. He's really not. And he's got the power to finish runs physically. He falls forward. So he might not be a burner, but I definitely think he's someone that you can't write off. That is a guy that can end up as an RB1 for an NFL team.
And the SEC always drawing attention and focus. Of course, the media days in full swing. SEC media days all week long. And, of course, you know, somebody's got to speak up for Ralph Webb here because he was just asked at media day who the best running back in the country is, and he said, I am. So, you know, here's a guy that over 1,100 yards rushing back-to-back seasons the past 2 years in the SEC. When he threw his name in the hat, talking about declaring early last year, I kind of scratched my head, Joe. And then, you know, the more I thought about it, I watched Ralph Webb a lot. I think he's a pretty good player. In fact, I'm not sure how much he can improve his draft stock, but a guy here, I think maybe not a day one guy, but I think Ralph Webb out of Vanderbilt could very well be an early day two pick.
I think so too. It's kind of similar to the draft situation. Kareem Hunt out of Toledo found himself in that day two. A team wants that back of the future that can do it all. Ralph Webb's that guy. He's basically the offense to the Commodores. He's so valuable catching the ball. And really, I kind of look at him as like a pro boxer because he wears teams down. He seems to get stronger in the fourth quarter. And really looking at his body, he's well built for contact. He's got a strong lower half, a pretty thick trunk to absorb hits. So that's a pro back in my eyes, and you got to love the confidence. I don't care who's here at this SEC media day. I'm the best back in the nation. So, yeah, tip of the cap to Mr. Webb.
Yeah, and that's a good point you make. Getting stronger as the game wears on. Definitely no easy feat over in the SEC. We're talking running backs here. It's the 2018 College Gridiron Showcase Watch List Show, Running Back Edition, with Joe Everett, Justin Gamble, RIC, and the place to be, Rick Saratella here, you there, now, under the radar guys, Joe, right back at you. Who do you got?
San Diego State. Everyone knows about Donnell Pumphrey. This guy had to kind of carry the luggage last year. He still ran for 1,000 yards. Now, he will be the man for the Aztecs. They're retooling that offensive line. I think they're only bringing one starter back on the front five. So he's got his work cut out for it. But I think Pumphrey was a little bit more lean. Penny is a more powerful runner. I think they got similar speed. And Penny's got great special teams experience. I think he's a good return man. And the Aztecs, man, they just run the heck out of the ball. So he should be primed for a big year. Couldn't have a show without bringing up some action. Jarvion Franklin out of Western Michigan. They got two backs at WMU. Jamari Bogan had a little bit more work last year because, honest to goodness, Jarvion Franklin has some problems hanging onto the ball, a little bit of fumbleitis. But outside of that, another guy runs with a lot of power, bowls people over, gets stronger as the game goes out. I think he's he's one guy that's definitely a first two downs, power back, power movement kind of type. And heck, Ito Smith, Southern Mississippi, third down back written all over him at the next level. Very dynamic receiver and definitely has a second, a third gear. He can break some long ones. I'm not in love with that offense, but that's a guy, a nice patient runner and, like I said, gifted receiver. Ito Smith definitely has a career at the next level as a receiving back.
Yeah, and you know what? While we said there might not be first-round senior prospects, a lot of these guys, it's a deep running back class, and some of the guys you just mentioned could very well be participating in the College Gridiron Showcase, so we're excited about that. Of course, San Diego State, I think they had about half a dozen players on our initial watch list last year. Definitely some talent on that program. Justin Joe just hit us with some good under-the-radar running back prospects. Who you got for us?
I got Keith Ford from Texas A&M. He's an Oklahoma transfer. He was a highly sought-after recruit coming out of high school. He's a bruising back, man. I was shocked when I saw his film last year. I was looking at this guy, and I'm like, wow, this guy is so nimble. How's he doing it? And I didn't expect him to come in and be listed as big as he is. And then the more I watched, I'm like, you know, he plays up to that size. He can move well, but he's shifty in the hole. He's got light feet. So it's interesting to watch him because he's going to be sharing carries with Travion Williams. But you know someone wants to run the ball over at Texas A&M. So he's going to get his carries. He's going to get his short yardage stuff. And he can break off some long runs. Another guy that I was watching from the Big 12 was Kyle Hicks from TCU. Just couldn't believe how fluid and agile this kid is. A little bit of struggle between the tackles like a lot of TCU backs before him. But in space, he is so dangerous. He's got that home run speed when he gets in the open field, and he's a great receiver. So hopefully, I know they have some younger guys coming up. I know they have some big recruits they got at running back. But hopefully Hicks gets his share of the carries. And last guy from the Pac-12 that I've been watching is LaVon Coleman from Washington. I know Gaskin gets all the praise. He's a little shifty, jitterbug type of back. He resembles kind of Christian McCaffrey from last year. But LaVon Coleman is their big dog and another big guy with shocking power. But, you know, he's got juice for days. He's got the lateral ability. He's not going to make everybody miss. But he can jump around a little bit. He can get going. And once he gets in the open field, he's running away from most of those linebackers. And it's tough for the safeties to bring him down once they get him. So he's a guy that I think projects – as a feature back in the NFL with his size and speed. So hopefully he doesn't get all his carries taken by Gaskin. Hopefully they, you know, realize they need someone to pound between the tackles, and I hope it's this guy.
Yes, definitely some great timeshares and great backfield duos around the country. And I'm going to actually dive into the Big Ten where, you know, listen, I don't like to shove Rutgers players down your throats. I know they don't have a lot of pro prospects, but I've been watching this kid, Robert Martin from Rutgers. If you go back his freshman year and watch that bowl game that Rutgers was in, and Gary Nova was still there and Rutgers was still competitive, I mean, this guy, I thought he was destined for stardom. Of course, you know, Coach Chris Ash came in, changed the offense around, more of a spread formation, one back type of system. I think Robert Martin is probably a square peg in a round hole in the new offense. I think he probably is better you know, with a fullback in the backfield, but player, he's still a baller. And you know what? He could even play some fullback at the next level. He's built that way. In fact, I'm going to hit you with a comparison here. You know, some of you might remember Greg Jones out of Notre Dame, who played running back slash fullback, went on to play for the Jacksonville Jaguars. I see a lot of Greg Jones in Robert Martin's game, and I think this is a player to watch. I don't think he'll get drafted. In fact, I think he could be a candidate for the College Gridiron Showcase, and I believe that he will be on an NFL roster. If he's not an NFL running back, then I don't know what is. And then just keep an eye on this kid Wadley from Iowa. I mean, he's gotten better every year, can keep it between the tackles, breaks a bunch of tackles, yards after contact. This kid Akram Wadley out of Iowa, definitely one to watch, one we'll be watching here at the College Gridiron Showcase. And, you know, even more fun is keeping tabs on the small school guys. We have such a diverse group, and the platform College Gridiron Showcase provides. You could take an FCS player, put him up against the SEC, see how he fares one-on-one, 11 on 11. That's what the scouts want to see. That's how they can gauge the talent differential when you're talking about FBS to the FCS. But, Justin, every year, you know, more and more, it seems like more and more FCS guys, I think six Division II players actually drafted in this past year's draft. I think that's the most we've seen in a long, long time. And, of course, everybody, when it comes to the scouting community, loves some FCS small school talent. So who do you have here in terms of draft-eligible senior running backs at the FCS level?
Now, you guys know that I'm not the biggest small school guy. I leave that to Joe and I leave that to Shani. I don't really dig in that hard just because I know, you know, ordinarily these guys come in and it's tough. Like we saw at the CGS, it's tough for them to run physically. It's tough for them to keep up with the game speed of the higher competition guys, the SEC and the, you know, the Power 5 conference guys. One guy that actually lands their line from NFL.com tipped me off onto was Chase Edmonds from Fordham. And I kind of went in with, you know, low expectations, just naturally, because I wasn't sure what kind of film I'm really getting myself into. Then I looked at this kid's production, and he is just setting records. Then I dive into his film. Chase Edmonds is a freaking human dynamo. The way that he runs with patience, but the way that he runs with power and the stop-start with ease. He shows great body control to avoid tacklers, finishes all his runs with authority. I mean, this kid is running circles around the FCS. It is unbelievable to see someone at the lower level who ended up on four. I mean, he looks like a Power 5 guy. It was just unbelievable to watch him play and absolutely just dominate, run past everyone, run through them, run around them. The first FCS guy I can say in my time doing evaluating that I'm blown away by. And everyone needs to get on this kid's bandwagon, dude, because I think he's getting drafted, and he has a chance to go day two. I'll say that right now.
Oh, yeah, he's legit. We've been tooting that horn. This will be the fourth year now that I've scouted him. This guy, you know, listen, a lot of people like to throw around the Darren Sproles comparison. This guy really is Darren Sproles. You know, I've had a chance to speak to him on numerous occasions. Listen, 0% by, I mean, you pat this guy on the shoulder, you're like getting reverberations off of it. Like, he's just so cut up, thick, between the tackles, runner. You know, listen, last year I went down to Annapolis down there and watched him against Navy, struggled a little bit. It was the first game of the year. So definitely something to keep an eye on when he goes up against some FBS guys, I think first or second week of the season there in Fordham. But always fun to watch this dynamo. And I agree. If Chase Edmonds doesn't go on day two, I'd be pretty surprised. Joe, never leaving a stone unturned, who you got for us?
Well, I was about to say, Rick, you and Chase should be on a first name basis as many times you've been down to Fordham.
Yeah, you know, listen, Fordham's got a high-powered offense too. I mean, they're going to be fun. They got the quarterback, Kevin Anderson. I don't know if we showed him any love on the quarterback preview show, but this past year, Faison Odom, even though he was scared to block a fly, he winded up in the Steelers camp, so we're keeping tabs on him. And, you know, don't sleep on Fordham, the home of Vince Lombardi, man. There's always at least one player coming out of Fordham.
That's right. Well, I don't know if he's as good as Chase Edmonds, but I found a kid, Detrez Newsome, at Western Carolina. It's just a hard charging back. It plays a violent brand of ball. He's another guy very good at executing a stiff arm. And I think he does a great job of compacting his body on contact. He just finds a way to, you know, kind of run behind his pads, if that sounds too corny. But he really flashed some speed. Watched his bowl game last year against Army. Great first half. I think you may have been injured and kind of dogged at the second half. But one game I also watched, South Carolina, was his big Division I game, and he ripped the Gamecocks a new one. 39-yard touchdown in that game. He had a 93-yard kickoff return for a touchdown. I think he had 365 all-purpose. So The Catamounts definitely have a baller in Newsom, and that's a guy I just can't wait to see where he gets, because I think he's got an NFL game by what I can see, and just one of those dudes, man. He just no one wants to tackle that guy. So Detrez Newsom, looking out for him. And then a local flavor, not FCS, but small school, Jeff Wilson. I wanted to get him added on the watch list because he's at North Texas. That's the guy. That's the guy who I saw it against Army in the bowl game. He is a really good player. I like his game, kind of long, lean back, but he's another guy. He can stop. He can start. He can change those gears real quick and make defenders miss. Another guy, kind of focal point of that offense. He just fell short of like 1,000 yards last year, but I think he only played 10 games. But that's a guy poised for a big senior season. And down at UNT, I don't know, man. Maybe he's already heard of the CGS is what I'm thinking.
Definitely some good small school talent to go around. And, you know, last year I went up to Columbia because St. Francis kicked off their opening week against Columbia last year. And I went up there to check out Lorenzo Jerome. And that was on the defensive side of the ball. Of course, he went on another guy in that San Francisco 49ers camp that I think is going to be an undrafted free agent starter at the next level. But on the other side of the ball, on offense, this guy, Chris Villarreal, by the way, is a St. Francis coach, former NFL player for the Bills. And, you know, this kid, Marcus Bagley from St. Francis, I don't know how he's going to test. I think that's going to really dictate his draft stock. But, man, he ran through them. He ran around them. He carried them into the end zone. When it's all said and done, I think he ran for about 200 yards for the day. This guy's coming in at about 5'9", 230 pounds, straight between the tackles, runner. And again, what he runs is going to probably dictate whether or not he gets the NFL look or not, but definitely on the NFL radar. Caught my attention, and it's always fun. You know, sometimes when you go to these FCS schools, you're just there to scout one guy, and then someone else pops onto your radar, and it's always fun when it's unexpected. And Marcus Bagley of St. Francis is one guy that did that for me. Another guy, you know, that just kind of popped onto my radar, Denzel Knight over at Wagner. And, you know, if you're not familiar with Coach Haas over at the Wagner program, take a look at Wagner. I mean, they're in Staten Island. This guy is recruiting players down from Florida, California. The offensive coordinator just left to go be the quarterback coach for Kyle Shanahan. I mean, they're running a pro-style type of offense, and they had a running back by the name of Mateus McKinnon, who really, you know, jumped onto my radar at the Wagner Pro Day. Did not get picked up by an NFL team, I believe. He had impressive measurables. The 40 time hurt him, but, you know, I went back and watched some film on Mateus McKinnon, and it was kind of a timeshare type of situation in that Wagner backfield. This kid, Denzel Knight, prototypical size, 6 foot, 220 pounds, a slasher, got some wiggle to his game, and someone we will definitely be checking out because Alex Thompson, our top-rated FCS quarterback, is the quarterback there running the Kyle Shanahan offense at Wagner University, and I'm just really impressed with the program. In fact, if you're just tuning in, we'll be at the NEC Media Day this upcoming Thursday, where we're going to end the show, 2-hour show from 10:30 to 12:30. We're going to end it with the Wagner program, and there are some talented players on this football team. We're all excited about it. We had a couple players come out of the Northeast Conference last year that winded up participating in the College Gridiron Showcase. Kristen Kunch, probably the biggest name that I can remember offhand in the NFL camp right now. We spoke to a lot of good talent, and we'll be talking to them again this Thursday, 10:30 to 12:30. You can catch us on the live stream at Blog Talk Radio. Of course, we're now on iTunes, SoundCloud, YouTube. Make sure you click, subscribe, like, spread the word, share. We appreciate it all. And, of course, if you didn't get the 2018 College Prospectus, I mean, hey, who's breaking it down better than us? No kidding. I mean, did you hear what we just broke down to you guys out there? I mean, nobody's giving you this kind of coverage. And I don't care who you are, the Senior Bowl, Shrine Game, NFLPA, Collegiate Bowl, nobody's going out scouting games like we are. Nobody's on location across the nation like we do. Nobody talks to more players and scouts more players in person like us. I can guarantee it. Now, I'm not in competition with them. I ain't worried about them. I'm just letting you know. We had 3 players drafted, yet over 100 players in NFL camp. What I'm trying to tell you is if you don't know, now you know. This is a must stop. This is where the NFL draft season kicks off. This is only going to be the fourth year, and yet we drew 30 of 32 NFL teams, over 130 NFL scouts. And I got news for you. We're just getting bigger, better, and better. You heard Jose Jefferson early in the show. We got the trailer coming, Unsung Heroes, Story of the Underdog. Nobody else is doing this. This is groundbreaking stuff. It's great to be a trendsetter. And, you know, everybody else will follow suit because that's what they do when they observe the NFL draft bio. I see what you guys are doing. I see you stealing our concepts. It's all good. I take it as a compliment, and that's what we do here at the NFL Draft Bible. We're the first, the best, and then there's the rest. So there you go. I hate to be all braggadocious and patting ourselves on the back, but quite honestly, entering my 17th year doing this, if I don't tell you about it, who else will? Not our competitors. Nobody else going to tell you what we do. That's what we do here at the NFL Draft Bible. Now, you know, that's going to do it for our show. I don't know if you guys have any parting shots. I know we were going to talk a little bit about the scouting process of running backs. We touched with that on Jose. Justin, I started off with you. Any last shots for the people here before we wrap it all up? We come back next week and break down a little wide receiver action.
Yeah, I mean, you know, when you scour Twitter and all that other stuff, it seems like everyone has their minds made up early and, like, everyone, you know, knows who the top prospects are and all. You got to keep an open mind. Names are going to be, you know, at no point have you seen all the players that you can see. So keep an open mind. Be open to talent showing itself to you later in the process because it's going to happen. Even for guys like us that do this full time, this is all we do, man. There's guys that, you know, it's like 7 days before the draft and you're like, shoot, who's this? So, but that's just the way it goes. There's so many players to see. There's so much film to see. Don't close the books too early, and don't be afraid to, you know, discover talent or discover certain things about certain players late in the process. That's just the way it goes. So I think the biggest thing for me is just keep an open mind. That's the way this is supposed to be. It's all fluid, and have fun with it.
Yeah, and, you know, I try to never, ever bypass a game film that comes across my desk. I literally learn about at least one new player every day of my life. Whether it's through social media, email, text message, there's always an agent, a player, a coach putting a new player on my radar. And, Joe, as you know, there's thousands of players every year. We try to, you know, narrow it down and try to comb through as many as we can. But this is the never-ending process.
Oh, especially when you get to a position like this, too. There literally are so many running backs. And right now, I think it's just – it's tough to get a gig. I mean, it speaks to the running back talent nationwide. I mean, how many of these kids we're talking about, well, he was such and such back. LaVon Coleman that Justin brought up. I mean, if it weren't for Miles Gaskin and his crazy spin moves, LaVon Coleman would probably be a stud. Keith Ford, he's sharing carries with Trevon Williams. Justin Crawford had to wait his turn. And it's just, I mean, it's so tough to get a gig in college, much less in the pros and getting drafted. And it's just, there's so many suitors out there and so few potential jobs. So, yeah, just kind of doing the mental math while we're doing this show. It's like, man, I like all these backs, but it's, boy, it is going to be tough just to make it to that next level. So it really is. I just think there is a mess, a conglomerate of running back talent out there in college football right now. And it is, boy, it's going to be tough for all these guys.
No, a very good point because, you know, there's that old saying, if you're good, the NFL will find you. And I do believe that. But when it comes to running backs, I think that's the one position where I've seen players definitely talented enough to play at the next level that just don't get a shot or don't get an opportunity. And a lot of times it is the small school guys. You know, some of these small school guys, they transfer to the FCS. They have some red flags in the past. And, you know, if you're a small school guy and you got a strike against you, that's two red flags. That's two labels you're battling and fighting. A lot of times, you know, I see some of these players, they don't even get a whiff. Bradley Mitchell comes to mind, tryout with the Lions. This guy's good. This guy's real good. And I think running back is really the tough. While it's the easiest position to transition to at the next level, it's the hardest to make because, you know, there's just so many running backs. There's so many of them, and there's a lot of good ones. So, you know, that'll about do it on the running back edition here at the College Gridiron Showcase Watch List Show. Of course, the College Gridiron Showcase, January 6th through the 10th in Addison, Texas. Book your tickets now. It's going to be a jam-packed event. We are going to have all kinds of events throughout the week. Of course, you saw the trailer, Unsung Hero, Story of the Underdog. You can check that out at the College Gridiron Showcase YouTube channel. We got the SoundCloud, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio. Of course, NEC Media Day on Thursday. We'll also be on the Landon Collins Youth Football Camp the following Friday. So those of you who follow our live stream coverage over there on Facebook Live, we always appreciate that. You know, get the college prospectus, the 2018 NFL Draft Bible prospectus. Nobody's breaking it down. Scouting reports, regardless of draft class, top 100, FCS, mock drafts, NFL 2020 vision. We looked ahead. We fast-forwarded a couple years. Who's the top players in the NFL come the year 2020? These guys, Justin Gamble and Joe Everett, broke it all down, along with myself, Rick Saratella. Thank you, Jose Jefferson, earlier in the show for hopping on. Of course, we'll be back next week with wide receivers. And this is what we do here. So, again, if you like it, subscribe, share, spread the word. We're just getting started, everybody. This is just episode number 3. We're counting down to the 6th of January. It's not even football season yet, but this is what we do, baby.
Back at it again. It's another edition of the College Gridiron Showcase Watch List Show. Tracking the top NFL draft prospects on the scene each and every week, brought to you by the NFL Draft Bible, broadcasting around the globe with your hosts, Joe Everett, Justin Gamble, and me, the RIT, Rick Saratella. We are on air.